According to my research, this does not happen. When the soul of man incarnates, it will always inhabit a human body. He may, unfortunately, sink so low as to become animalistic in nature, but he will never take the form of an animal. This is an entirely different type of spirit. I don't know why some people find the idea of reincarnation so hard to understand when they can relate it to their own lives. Everyone is constantly changing. Not to change would mean you have stopped growing. At that point, you become stagnant and start to die. We change so much that many times we may feel as though we have lived many different lives in this one. We go to school, marry, have children, sometimes marry again. We may change occupations, sometimes going in an entirely different direction. We may travel or live in a foreign country for a while. We may experience trauma and sorrow with the death or unhappiness of loved ones. We hopefully learn to love and attain our goals in life. Each of these are stages in our lives, and they are totally different from the other. We make mistakes and hopefully learn from them. We hear people say, "I don't know how I could have done such dumb things when I was younger. It's almost as though it happened to someone else." I know I could never return to the young teenager in high school that I once was. I would not even be able to relate to her, so naive and shy. We would not have anything in common now. And she would have never been able to understand the complex person I have become. Yet we are one and the same person. This is the way I look upon past lives. We know we live them, just as we know we lived our childhood. They could be called the childhood of the soul. Hopefully we have learned to apply the knowledge we have gained through hundreds of years of making mistakes, of being human. But just as there are people who take longer to grow up, there are also people who must live many lives before learning even one lesson. We can look upon our own bodies as a form of reincarnation. We know our bodies are ever-changing. Cells are constantly dying and being renewed in a never-ending cycle. We certainly don't have the same body we had 10, 20, or 30 years ago. It has changed for better or worse. We can see reincarnation as a school for the soul, a series of lessons and grades to be learned for our education and growth. Then we can stop cursing the bad times that often befall us and learn to think of them as tests and exams which we must pass or fail. We can't change what has happened to us in this life or in others. We can only learn from it and go forward, letting the past guide and teach us. The doctrine of reincarnation is a philosophy, and as such, it does not detract from any established form of religion. Rather, it enhances, makes it fuller. Anyone who really studies the idea with an open mind will find that they are able to believe in both. The two really do not conflict at all. Reincarnation does not belong to the dark arts. It should not be lumped indiscriminately together with the occult. It is a tenet of love, and thus can be combined with any religion whose main basis is love. Many people groping blindly in the dark for answers may find what they are looking for here. It is like a bright light at the end of a tunnel. You actually do live forever because the soul is eternal. It cannot die. Life is one continuous existence, merely going from one body to another. You change bodies as easily as you change a suit of clothes. A suit is discarded when it becomes too old and worn out or too torn and damaged to be repaired. This is difficult for some people. They are reluctant to discard it, no matter how ragged it has.